Today we're going to talk about the minhag of saying Kaddish and davening for an amud after a parent's patira. Because unfortunately a lot of these issues in halacha, people only begin to think about them after they already need to know them. And it becomes like a meis mitzvah to learn these things because they're otherwise not learned. And the zuchus of this limud, we should never need it until Lachamei Vesrim or Bias Gol Tzedek, then we should never need it at all. There is a Gemara Masech Sanhedrin that tells us Brahma Zaka Abba, that way a son's positive deeds affect the parents in the Olam HaEmes, the Zuchuyos of the child help the parents, and it's very logical that should be the case, because the parents went into not only bring the child, parents not only contribute to bring the child into this world, but into molding the child into becoming what he became. So if he becomes someone who's a Ben Torah and does mitzvahs, so that's going to be a great Zuchus for the parent. We do not have, the Gemara in fact says explicitly that we do not have Abba Mezaka Bra, and that's why there's no inyan of saying Kaddish for a child, as emotional as it might be, but that's not really the inyan. The inyan is that you're doing a major mitzvah down here, and that's therefore very beneficial to one's parents. Why specifically the Kaddish of all the mitzvahs that one can do? So we'll see soon that it's not only Kaddish, but the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the words Yehei Shmei Rabban Baruch Ve'olam Lo Me'el Maya, it's such a powerful tefillah that he starts regretting the Churban Abayis, and the Churban Abayis relates to all other Churbanos and all of the tragedies, as we note very clearly in our Kinos and Tisha B'Av, that all tragedies are a result of the Churban Abayis. So it makes sense that the zuchus of having a tzibor answer Yehei Shmei Rabba is going to be very lofty zuchus, and one worthy of raising, elevating a parent in the Olam HaEmes. So where does this halacha appear? It's in Yerdeas and Kufayin Vav. There's a long Ramah about the dinim of saying Kaddish. And the Ramah writes that the minig is to say for 12 months Kaddish, and he says when the son is mispalel mekaddish barabim, he's poda his mother and father min hagehenin. They quote from Reb Chaim Vital in the name of the Arizal, in the Shara Kavanos, Daf Tesvav and Beis, in the name of the Arizal, that the reason we say Kaddish is not only, don't be so negative, to be poda from Gehenim, it's also to elevate them in Gan Eden, mi madrega le madrega in Gan Eden. Rav Avadya Yosef quotes this favorably in Yichav Das Chelek Hei, Simen Chav Tes. In fact, the Ramah writes that Avelim say Kaddish even on Shabbos and Yantif. And the Chidar writes in Shiurei Bracha that the reason you would do it even on Shabbos and Yantif, even though there's no Gehenim on Shabbos and Yantif, is because it's not only about Gehenim, it's also about elevating them in Gan Eden. What if a parent says, I don't want you to say Kaddish? So that could happen in two forms. It could happen, a person loses their mother, Rachman Milzlan, and the father says, don't you say Kaddish for your mother. So do you listen to the father? Because generally we have a principle that Kavod HaChayim is Adif miKavod HaMesim. The Kavod for those who are alive takes precedence over the Kavod for those who are dead. So should one listen? The Ramah says, even if the living father says, I don't want you to say Kaddish for your mother, do not listen to your father. But not all poskim agree with that. Pizchei Tshuva and Simen Reish Mem, Sivkat Yadalid quotes from Yamshel Shlomo in the first part of Kedushin, Simen Samach Gimel, do not listen to your father because your father is in violation of an iser via hafta l'reacha kamocha, and he is being mean, he's being not nice to another person, so you should not listen to your father in that case. The Rivash says, well, maybe it depends. The Rivash writes in Simen Kuf Tes Vav that Kavod Av wins, and don't say Kaddish, you should listen to your father. I think our minig is like the Yamshel Shlomo, that we would not listen to a father in that case. But says Rav Avadya Yosef, in Yabi Omer Chelek Gimel Yardei Simul Chavav, maybe it depends why he's telling you that. He says, you don't listen to your father if your father is angry at the mother and he doesn't want the mother to have any zechuyos, so good. So then the father is a rasha, and you don't listen to the father, he's violating the Ve'ahavta L'reach Kamocha. But if the father is nervous that by his own son saying Kaddish, that's a sakana to his life, even though he's wrong, he's off base, it's not true, but if that, it just makes him uneasy and nervous to hear his child say Kaddish while he's alive, so Rav Avadya says, if there's no minhag yadua, and he's not asking you to go against a clear minhag hamakom, shevi al tase adif, better to not say Kaddish, in that circumstance. I think our minhag is we would not listen to the father in that case. But the other reason someone might object is not, don't say Kaddish for your other parents. What if the father says, don't say Kaddish for me? So the Pesachei Tshuva and Shin Dalet Mem, Sivkan Aleph, quotes from the Tshuvas Evan Shoham, Simen Ayin Beis, that you do listen to a father in that situation if he says, don't say Kaddish for me. But in Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov, Chelk Beis, Simen Sadi Gimel, he says, no, you wouldn't listen to a father in that circumstance either. In Yalkut Yosef, the current chief rabbi of Israel, the Sephardic chief rabbi, Simen Chav Gimel Ozayin, says, Davar Pashut, that you have to say Kaddish, even if the father said not to say Kaddish for me. There's a fascinating episode, the Shol Meshiv in Madura Tlisa, Chelk Aleph Simen Reshon and Tes, says that there was a certain chassid that asked the Yeshuas Yaakov, his father was not a chassid, and the father said, you know, when I die, I don't want you to say Kaddish for me because you're going to say V'yatzmach Burkane. And, you know, that's, I'd rather not have any Kaddish said for me than a Kaddish with V'yatzmach Burkane. So should you listen to him or not? So Yeshuas Yaakov said, a father does not have the right to tell his son not to say Kaddish, but you shouldn't say V'yatzmach Burkane if he was so upset about it. So you should actually leave out those words V'yatzmach Burkane when you say Kaddish, which is a startling psak, because one would imagine that's a totally separate issue whether you say V'yatzmach. That depends on what shul you're davening in. If the minhag of everyone else in that shul is that they daven Nusach Svar, so you should say Nusach Svar, and if the minhag of everyone else is Nusach Ashnas, but apparently not. He assumes that you can say Kaddish in your own Nusach regardless of the shul. The old joke that they say, I think it's a joke, I don't know if it ever really happens, that when someone said his father insisted that he not say V'yatzmach Burkane, and then he said no problem, the father died and he continued to say V'yatzmach Burkane anyway. So someone said, how could you go against your father's request? He said, oh no, now he knows that I'm supposed to say V'yatzmach Burkane. Now I'm the old man, as he realized. So I don't know if that's for real, if anyone actually says that. The Ramah also writes that Kaddish is only for a parent, not for any other relative. If there is no one else who is an Avel on Aviv V'Imo, and someone who doesn't have, so then you get someone else who happens to not have an Aveim, even if he's not an Avel currently, to say the Kaddish instead. That's what the Ramah writes. Furthermore, how long do you say Kaddish for? So the Ramah writes in Simen Kufayin Vav that the minhag is we don't say Kaddish Tefila. It should be Shinayin Vav. I think we don't say Kaddish Tefila. We only say for 11 months. We only lead the davening and say Kaddish for 11 months because the Mishpat Rishon Begehenim is 12 months. So you don't want to make it look like your parents are Rishayim. So you're gonna do less than 12 months. Yeah, but why 11 months? Shouldn't you then just do, you know, one day short of 12 months? Why do we dafka pick 11 months? So Geshra Chaim, Rav Tukachinsky, explains that there is a notion in Chazal that Yom Echad B'Chodesh is Chashuv Chodesh, is considered like a whole month. So we don't even want to go one day into the 12th month. Geshra Chaim also just says over there, interestingly, that someone who's saying Kaddish for a father-in-law or a mother-in-law, not for his own parent, can say for the whole 12 months. So insert in-law joke here, I guess, you know, in terms of that. I'm not sure where that comes from. Yalkut Yosef has a different minhag that he quotes. Yalkut Yosef paskins Ladina and Simchat Gimel Oz Beis. They say Kaddish for all 12 months, but you skip a week at the beginning of the 12th month. And in that way, you're showing that you understand that they're not going to be in Gehenim for the entire time period, because you're skipping a week in saying Kaddish. And in fact, in the Sefer Pnei Baruch, he quotes that the Chasam Sofer said Kaddish for his father, the Chasam Sofer, for 12 months minus a week, not for 11 months. What if a person was a Rasha and he doesn't really deserve Kaddish to be said for him? So the Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim Demumar Shenerag Biad Akum, if someone was a Mumar but he was killed by Goyim, the children say Kaddish. And the Taz and the Shach point out, yeah, because he was killed by Goyim and that was his kapara, so now he's deserving of a Kaddish. But if someone is a Mumar and he's Meis Al Mitaso, he dies naturally, don't say Kaddish for him. The Geshra Chaim says someone who became irreligious or someone who committed suicide, don't say Kaddish unless there's no other Avelim, meaning they don't have the right to say Kaddish at the expense of other Avelim. See that what they're working with, the system that they're working with assumes there's only one person in each shul who says Kaddish, and that not everyone says Kaddish together. And that used to be the minhag, everywhere that used to be the minhag, that one person, and they had to decide whose turn is it to say the Kaddish. So someone who's saying for a Rasha, he would not be able to say at the expense of anyone else. But nowadays, where everyone says Kaddish anyway, it's not costing anybody anything. It's not costing anybody else the ability to say Kaddish. So nowadays, that's the minhag, right or wrong, but that is the minhag. So one could say Kaddish, and I think that's the minhag. We say Kaddish for anybody, even if the person happened to have been a Rasha. The Rama writes in Orchaim Sim Kuflamid Beis that you're allowed to say Kaddish even if you have two parents, as long as they're not makbir on it. But if they're makbir on it, then you're not allowed to say Kaddish. Meaning, let's say you want to say for a parent-in-law, but your parents are alive, so as long as they're not makbir, it's okay. But if they are makbir, it's not okay. However, after everything about Kaddish, and people take Kaddish very seriously, and it's a really good thing, and very often it gets people who are chronically late to davening to actually show up on time to davening so that they can get the Kaddish by Rabbi Shmuel Omer. And that's wonderful, and it's great. But the Iker Zuchus, Yalkut Yosef says it so beautifully in Simon Chav Gimel Oz Dalid, Iker Hanachas Ruach Sha'adam Os Hanachas Ruach Sha'adam Os Lahor Avachar Petirasam Hu B'Limud HaTorah. The main Nachas Ruach one gives to a parent after their Petira is Limud HaTorah. Umi Bli Kvius Itim LaTorah Midayom To'eles HaKadish Mu'etes. Without learning Torah each and every day, the benefit of Kaddish is minimal. V'lachein, ala avelim l'schazik b'lim b'torah, u'lishtatif b'shiure Torah, mitayom, t'midin k'sidron. They should be consistent in their learning every single day and show up to shir every single day. U'b'chol eis panu yasku b'limu d'fi madregasan. And whenever they have free time, they should learn based on their level of learning. I remember when my grandmother, Aleha Shalom, passed away, so on her first yartzeit, her second yartzeit, I made a siyum on Seder Zroim and Nezikin. Rabbi Yaakov Nyman, who was a Rav in Lawrence at the time, he was a Talmud of the Briska Rav. He was an old Rav. He was a fascinating individual. Talmud of the Briska Rav, he was a Chavrus of the Rav Lachon Wasserman for 4 years. That was a whole story. So he told me that, after everything else, the Limud HaTorah that you did, maybe he was just trying to make me feel good, but he said the same thing, that after everything else, all the Kaddish and everything else, and all the mitzvahs and all that, the Limud HaTorah is ultimately the greatest Zuchus. Rav Vadia and Yabiyah Omer Chelek Gimel Yardes and Chavav, Oz Gimel says that if the son is Mechadish Chidush HaTorah, then you can't even imagine the kind of zuchus that is in the yeshiva shel maila. Well, that's Kaddish. But just to take another minute about davening for an amud, is that how big of an inyan is that? So the Rama writes in Shinayin Vav, Siv Dalid, that the minig is that the avel davens lufnei amud for all 11 months. In Rav Ozner and Shevet Alevi, Yardei Tinyam Simchav Samach Aleph, it's quoted by the Pnei Baruch and others, says that even in the 12th month he could daven once in a while. It just shouldn't be something that he does kavua in the 12 months. And in the 12th month, the Rama writes that someone who knows how to daven should be mispalel, and he should lead the davening. Now it's interesting, he says, Mishe Yodea lehispalel, someone who knows how to daven. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people that don't know how to daven, and if they don't, then they probably shouldn't. Meaning the Rama is very clear. So as the old saying goes, that someone who loses a parent, it makes them an avel. It doesn't make them a chazan. So someone who doesn't know how to daven probably should not daven. But if someone knows how to daven, it's a great zuchus, because the kaddish that you say during davening is the ikker kaddish that really provides the zuchus, more so than kaddish yasom. Kaddish yasom, they only instituted into davening for katanim who can't lead the davening, because they're katanim, they're under bar mitzvah. So when they had little kids, Nebuch, who had to say kaddish, so they had to have a kaddish for them to say. So that's why they came up with the kaddish yasom. But the ikker kaddish is the kaddish you say in the tefillah. That's why a lot of people don't realize. They think the whole zuchus of leading tefillah is about leading the tefillah. It's not. It's about the fact that you say extra kaddish. You say the kaddish by yishtabach. You say the kaddish after tachnun. You say the kaddish after uvalitzion. It's those kaddishim that really, that's the whole zuchus. So that's why a lot of times when there's a lot of avelim in a shul, they split it up. They split up the davening. So one guy says, brachos, and then the other guy says karbanos, and then the other, that's useless if you're not saying kaddish. And like Sabi Rebbe used to say, that he didn't like how they started splitting up the brachos under chuppas, which you see is kaseda. That's always the way we do it now. He said, soon it's going to be one guy says burich, and the other one says atur. You know, that that they're splitting it up too much. But over here, really doesn't make sense. Or I think the line was one guy's going to say boo, and the other one's going to say rich. But over here, it really doesn't make sense because the whole point is for the kaddish. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sipya Beis and Shnayim Vav, HaKaddish Hu Inyan Gadol Ubazem Zakim LaMeis. Kaddish does great things. The Iker Kaddish is the Kaddish that comes during the Tefillah. The Kaddish Yasom, that's for children. Again, if you're able to, Yagra Kadeshim Shabatocha Tfila, Shehem Ha'i Karin. Those are the Iker ones. And the Kadeshim afterwards, you leave for the Ketanim. You shouldn't steal them from the Ketanim. And he says, V'rabi me'ame aretz toim lomar di Iker HaKadosh. Humasha Achra Hatfila. A lot of Amei Aretz make the mistake because it's called Kaddish Yasom. So, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, Ve'enam Yodim Ben Yaminam L'Smolam. They don't understand anything about the structure of Tfila, and they think, oh, that must be for me because I'm a Yasom. No, it's for Yasomim Ketanim. It's supposed to be left over for the Yasomim Ketanim. But again, that was only when they would take turns saying Kaddish. The Rama also says that if someone is not able to daven every tefillah, so what he would want to focus on is, first of all, Ashrei Yuval Tzion Anan, that's a special zechus, he says, and Mariv on Motzei Shabbos, because that's when the neshamos return to Gehenim, so that has a special zechus as well. And final thing, what about Shabbos and Yom Tov? Darkei Moshe quotes from the Rokeach and the Rimi Korvil, that a person should be mispalel for the Amud, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but in Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, same author, doesn't even quote that day. He says the minig is not to lead the davening on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Yudal, it says, well, if Ramah doesn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch, even though he was aware of it, he quoted it in Darkei Moshe, an Avel shouldn't lead the Tfilos on Shabbos and Yom Tov. From the fact that he only mentions Shabbos and Yom Tov, though, sounds like Rosh Chodesh and other days that we don't say Tachnun, there's no problem with an Avel leading the Tefillah. And Darkei Moshe quotes from the Maril that even on Rosh Chodesh, by Shachris, he also shouldn't daven because there's Hallel at Shachris. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, I have a better idea. Rosh Chodesh, B'chol HaMoed, Arvis U'Mincha, definitely he should lead. Obviously, every lesser day that we don't say Tachan, every Rebbe's yard site or whatever, he also should lead. He says, I saw some people that are mocked with that if you don't say Tachan, then the Avil doesn't lead davening. He says, I don't think that that's correct at all. Mishabur and Tavkov Peyal of Sukkot and Zion says that if you don't say Tachnun, the Avil, not only is he allowed to daven Mariv and Mincha, he's even allowed to daven Shachris as long as someone else takes over for the Hallel. You'll see different minhagim about that on Rosh Chodesh, whether an Avil does Mariv and Mincha, but not Shachris, or does Mariv Mincha and Shachris, but they have someone else take over for the Hallel. It happens to be, even if he does Shachris and someone else takes over for the Hallel, he still gets the Kaddish after the Hallel, because the Kaddish after the Hallel goes for the guy who did Chazar Sashatz. So he's the one that did Chazar Sashatz. He would still get that Kaddish. That's a little bit about these halachos. Again, we shouldn't need them, but we should at least be familiar with what's going on in our shuls when we see these when we see Avelim all the time that are saying Kaddish and that are leading Tfilos. Okay.